Steve, congratulations on the new position. How much of a choice was it for you to take it with the extra workload?
Well, it wasn't really a choice, to be honest. So, you know, when I come back from Russia in February last year, it was the job I wanted to do.
Did you ever consider not taking the position at all?
No, never. It was always, the plan was always in the next 18 months, 2 years to turn the rugby round and get the management right in those areas and then kick on and take the commercial side by the scruff of the neck and hopefully get us into the black.
Are you looking forward to that commercial and financial side? I know you've owned businesses before, so I guess it's not really new territory for you.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think if we can get the same response from the current staff that we got from the staff that maintain the positions on the rugby side, then all bodes well.
I know this Northern Super Club keeps getting banded about. How excited are you for the vision of Sale in the future?
I think the vision's, you know, been partly created by myself, so which is, you know, I carry that on my shoulders, and I think, you know, we're not too far away from it. What we need to do is get that performances on the field on a consistent basis, get the supporter base behind us on a consistent basis, and, you know, it's a very simple business. You know, it's play good rugby, be competitive, and the people will come and watch you.
And you're on the cusp, aren't you? I mean, you've got the team now, you're in fifth place, you're starting to play a brand of rugby which is bringing people back in, and you're attracting people from throughout the north.
Yeah, and that's what we intend to do, and we want to create this spiritual home. If it's not at Edgeley Park, it'll be at Barton, one of the two. You know, those decisions I'll be partly making with Brian and Ian, the owners. But, you know, it doesn't really bother me where we play, if I'm honest. As a rugby person, it's all about what's on the field. Commercially, if we don't move to a new stadium, we'll upgrade Edgeley Park, and that'll be a better place for the spectators to come.
Is that a viable option then, upgrading Edgeley Park and looking to redevelop it?
Yeah, absolutely. We own the stadium, we own the space, so you know, it doesn't cost us anything to play there. So if we can get the right deal at Barton, then fantastic, and we move to a new facility. But you know what, if we don't, then we'll just upgrade at Edgeley, and as people approved on Boxing Day, they'll come with the rugby's right.
I guess as a CEO as well, that's a decision you can make, and it's a choice that you can have influence in.
Yeah, partly make. I'll be advising the board what my decision would be, and you know, they'll be respectful of that, but we'll make the decision sensibly. It has to be commercially viable to move. I get it for the right money, but if that's not there, then we'll stay where we are.